And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in to the broadcast again this week. We're going to pick up our study here in John chapter 21, verse number 5. The Peter and six others are going there to the Sea of Galilee. Peter says, "I go fishing," and I believe that what's going on there is that Peter's saying, "I'm in search of something I'm comfortable with." The Lord Jesus, this is during the course of the Lord Jesus appearing to the disciples, the apostles, and to his church, and teaching them out of the scriptures. Giving them great confidence and instruction about the work of the Lord. But here Peter says, "I want something stable. I want something normal. I want something that I can be in control of." And that's the way we are, is we just want things that we can control. And so he says, "I go fishing." Six other brethren go with him. And so they're there on the Sea of Galilee. They fish all night, catch nothing. And they see this one over on the shore. They don't know that it's Jesus. They see a man. And Jesus speaks and he says, "Children," in verse number 5 of John 21, "have you any meat?" "Children, have you any meat?" And here the Lord Jesus, in an affectionate way, he refers to them as children. These are grown men, okay? These are not boys. These are grown men. Grown men with families, and he says to them, "Children, have ye any meat?" Mentioned last time how in Isaiah it says one of the names of the Lord Jesus Christ is the Everlasting Father, and he is indeed a father to his children. Oh, what a blessed understanding and relationship it is, the Lord Jesus Christ calling us his children. I tell you what, there's nothing better. A man in his 80s or 90s to be called the child of God is a blessed thing. The world would look on this and think it juvenile or think it childish and that, but that's the way we are. The Lord Jesus Christ refers to us and calls us sheep. And sheep are not that, they're not smart. They're dumb animals. They have to be provided for and cared for. They're very weak, very inept. And the Lord refers to us as sheep. It's wonderful to be a sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's wonderful to be a child of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Children, have you any meat?" Is the Lord Jesus Christ, does he say this to them from the standpoint of indicating, "Fellas, you all are behaving like children." You know, rather than obeying the Lord and doing what he had commissioned the church to do and the apostles' part in being witnesses of his resurrection and that leadership role that the Lord gave them in the first church and the work that would go beyond her out of Jerusalem, is he indicating to them that they're behaving like children? Just going back to that baser instinct of survival and comfort and just wanting to be in control. Is that part of the reference there? They answered him, "No, we don't have any meat." And he said unto them, verse number 6, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." They've toiled all the night. They've worked and fished all night for hours. If depending on the time of the year that this is, the sun was down for what, 8-9 hours, or could have been down for longer than that. They've been out there a long time. Even if they've been out there 6 hours fishing, and they're not fishing with poles, they're fishing with nets. And the Lord says, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." You know, this is a wonderful thing here too. It's a subtle thing, but it's the truth. You know, Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is an expert at everything. He is an expert at any field or any subject. Sometimes brethren in the ministry are made fun of, even by the folks that they may even pastor. I've seen this in times past, that they would be made fun of because they being the man of God there before the people and before the church, and not being able to do anything physical. Let's say a brother gave his whole life, or from the time he was a young man, to the ministry of the word and the preaching of the word and the pastoring of the Lord's churches or missionary work or such as that. And those about would make fun that he would not be able to do anything but handle the word of God. That's a shame. That's a shame for that to happen. And I kind of think that attitude in that way sometimes is drawn over to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord. But we need to understand the Lord Jesus Christ is an expert at everything that there is. He's an expert farmer. He's an expert doctor. He's an expert plumber, and he's an expert electrician. He knows about everything. He knows about everything that you and I deal with in life. He knows about everything in the kitchen. He knows everything about the rearing of children. He knows everything about avionics and airplanes. He knows everything about the weather system. He knows everything about everything. Building, construction, creation. He knows everything about everything. And the point is that if you and I, as a child of God, have a need, even you that are here under the hearing of my voice that may not be saved, you know, your greatest need is salvation. You know who we can go to for those needs? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's an expert at everything. Oh, Brother Jim, the Lord doesn't care about me working on the engine in my vehicle or the problems I've got with my plumbing in my house and that. He doesn't. He tells us again in the Sermon on the Mount that the very hairs of our head are numbered. If he numbers the hairs of our head and knows them, does he not care about what we would say, the little things? The Lord Jesus Christ does care about the vehicle that you buy, the doctor that you go to, the decisions that you make. The Lord Jesus Christ does care about the way you spend your money, the way you and I spend our money. Will we pursue sin and wickedness, or will we spend our money to honor and glorify the Lord? I say our money. It's all the Lord's. It's just been lent to us, hadn't it? It's not truly ours, but it's been given to us. The Lord Jesus Christ gives us the ability to get up in the morning and our brain to function and our bodies to work. You don't do that for yourself, nor do I. But the Lord gives us all those things. He's an expert at everything. He says, take the net, cast it on the right side. They're thinking, no doubt they're thinking, we've been at this for 6, 7, 8, 10 hours, and we've caught a thing. And here, coming up close to the shore, we're going to cast the net on the right side and catch something. Let's see what it says. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Who answers to the command, or who commands fish on where to go if he so desires it? Who commands a school of fish to go to a certain place, to be there available? Who commands fish to dodge the net of his disciples fishing all night? That's the Lord. Yes, all of creation is accountable and answers to our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It all answers by him. It all consists, and he can set it on a course and let it go. Or he can take and dictate to it exactly what he wants done and when. The Lord Jesus can do all of that. He can do all of that. He is well able. And they cast therefore, and they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. And so now they've got a load of fish, and they can't get it in the boat. They were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Verse 7, therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved, that's John, that's John's gospel that we're reading, and John didn't even want to mention his name, but he just is in awe about the Lord loving him. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. It's the Lord, Peter. It's the Lord, and we're here fishing. It's the Lord, and he's filled up our net. If we had a, is John thinking and wondering, oh, if we had a need, Peter, why didn't we just go to the Lord for it? He told us, he said, you have not because you ask not. And of course, James deals with that subject, but no doubt the Lord Jesus taught him those things. Ask, he said, hitherto you've not asked anything in my name. He says, ask that you might receive. And when you receive, that your joy might be full. He says, ask the Father in my name, and ye shall receive. He said, oh, Peter, why didn't we ask? It is the Lord. It's the Lord. We've got more fish than we needed and more fish than we can deal with. He says, Peter, it's the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat to him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. Nakedness is a shame. Of course, these are men out there doing their work, and they had a practice and probably not wanting to get their clothes dirty. And of course, with the way the clothing was in that day, if they would have got it wet, it could have been a detriment or an injury to them. There is this fisher's coat that is mentioned that is there. Peter didn't even have that on, but he didn't want to be naked before the Lord. We're coming up here on summer here at Olmsted and Logan County, and people are going to start taking their clothes off. They already have. Do you go around naked? The Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God says that nakedness is a shame. Our nakedness should be covered up. Our nakedness should not be revealed to others. The only place for nakedness to be revealed is in the intimacy of marriage between a husband and a wife. Nakedness is to be covered up. Peter knew that. When he knew it was the Lord, it was the first thing he did, is he grabbed his fisher's coat and put it on him. He put it, bound his fisher's coat to him to cover up his naked. That's what John wrote, for he was naked. He was revealing too much. And yes, the Lord's a man, but he's God. That was the reason that Adam and the woman hid themselves from the Lord in the garden, because they were naked. Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? The Lord said, nakedness is a shame. It's become the norm. Again, are you a witness of the way of the world, or are you a witness of the way of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, in the way that you handle your body, do you reveal your body to others? Do you reveal the nakedness of your body to others, or do you cover it up as the Lord commanded and indicated and established in the Garden of Eden some 6,000 years ago? It is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits or 300 feet, dragging the net with fishes. And so they're working to get that net and those fishes to the shore. Well, I see their time has passed for now. Farewell until next time. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.